This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Good night, Rosh Chodesh. I have good news. Also, I have two good newses. I have bad news and good news, but it's all good. The first good news is that it sounds like my voice is starting to come back, Baruch Hashem. So, next. The next good news is, even though I said it's a triple header, it's really a quadruple header, because we're going to have four shiurim. Now, you're thinking, oh no, four? I'm going to be here all day. You might. No, I'm joking. It's going to be very short. Everything is going to be very snappy, okay? I'm not going to take your time. But at least I don't want to miss any of the blot. So each one is going to try to be very snappy. And we're going to try to do something on Chaf Dalid. Maybe even 2 points on Chaf Dalid, Daf Chaf Hey, and Daf Chaf Vav. Okay? So here we go. So we're going to start with Daf Chaf Dalid. Nedarim Daf Chaf Dalid. The first thing I want to tell you on Daf Chaf Dalid is a geschmack of art from the Oystreibzer, which it's not really an Ian point, but you know, we're learning Daf Chaf Dalid. How could you not stop and take note of this, at least momentarily? The top of Daf Chaf Dalid said, we're talking about a case where a guy made a neder that I will not give you hana if you don't give my son one core of wheat and two barrels of wine. So whoever paid attention to the cheshbonos of one core of wheat and two barrels of wine, I mean, you know, I think we all take that for granted. But the Oystreibzer, Rameir Yechiel of Oystreibz, in the Koivetz Kerem Shloimoi, he says that this cheshbon is dafka. This is not the Ian Shir on Daf Chaf Dalid. This is just to whet your appetite a little bit. He says as follows. What's the cheshbon of one core of wheat and two barrels of wine? You could say like this. The core of wheat is bediyuk. Why? It's the amount of wheat needed for a year. Two barrels of wine is also bediyuk, the amount of wine a person drinks throughout the year. Why? Because we learned in a Mishnah in Peah, Perek Ches Mishnah, hey, a half a kav of wheat is the amount that a person eats a day. A person eats a half a kav a day. Now, a kor has 30 sa. A sa is 6 kav. So a kor is 180 kav, which is 360, half a kav. There are 365 days a year, but 5 days you fast, Yom Kippur and 4 Tanesim. So a kor of wheat is 180 kav, and a person eats a half a kav a day. So a kor of wheat is a person's diet for a year. So it's not like a random amount, give my son a kor of wheat. That's the amount of food a person eats in a year. Now let's talk about the wine. The Mishnah said, a half a lug. That Mishnah in Peah says, a person drinks a half a lug a day. Now, a barrel holds 100 lug. That's a Gemara in Gittin. That if you buy wine from Goyim, you could say, 2 lug, I am going to be mafresh, which is truma. Now, truma is 1 out of 50. So, stam a barrel is 100 lug. Now, 2 barrels have 200 lug. Now, well, wait a second. You have 2 barrels. You're asking the guy to give your son 2 barrels of wine, the 200 lug. Well, you have to be mafresh truma. How much? 4 lug. You have to be mafresh maserishin. 2 lug. So you're left with, maserishin. Truma is 4 lug, which is, so you're now down to 196. And then you have to be mafresh 20 lug of maserishin. So you're left with 176 lug, which is 352 half a lug. 352 half a lug. A person drinks a half a lug a day. That's what the Mishnah says in Peah, Perek Ches Mishnah Hey. Person drinks a half a lug a day. Now, in these two barrels are 352 half lug. Now, there are 360 days a year that you're going to eat, but there are another 8 days you need to subtract because you can't have wine during the 9 days. We already counted Tisha B'Av, but you have to subtract another 8 days. So legabe wheat, we have to cheshven 360 days of eating. Legabe wine, we only cheshven 352 days of eating. 352 days of drinking, which there are exactly 352 days of drinking in two barrels of wine. Nimsa shenishar shin nun beiz yamim shemato shes bam yayim. So the cheshven is precise. Two barrels is enough, and two barrels of wine and one core of wheat is the eating and drinking for an entire year. So you'll ask a question, why by the wine do we subtract truma meiser and by the wheat? Because wheat, you are mafresh in the silo. So once it comes out of the silo, it's already taken care of. Wine, usually the trumas ha-maisos are taken off later. Okay, this was just a little appetizer for today's triple header, because I wasn't sure if you missed me, so I wanted to make sure give you something a little tasty, because you know we haven't been learning together on Sunday mornings for a bit. Okay, so that's something on Daf Chav Dalet, but I don't even count it. That's just like appetizer. Yeah, you're masking.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.